shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, State of Jefferson, and what a gorgeous one it is. A little bit nipply out there this morning, but it is a pleasant day and looking to be gorgeous. We've been getting that rain that we so desperately needed. Gotten a little break this morning, though, and man, do we have a lot to talk about today and what went down last Wednesday here with Wynn Carpenter.
Good morning.
As in the mouse is out having another mouse, so... I don't think that's occurred quite yet, but it's in the process, I guess. And
nature taking its course.
It'll be a little bit of while from until we hear from the mouse. So Wynn will be joining me here, and welcome.
As Thank
always.
You.
So where do we want to dive in? We want to just dive in right on to Declaration Day.
We don't have anything to talk about.
No, nothing. Yeah, nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
I mean, it wasn't a historic moment that'll change everything no matter what happens from here on out. Wasn't that at all.
Yeah, some brilliant guy with a video saying something like that.
Was there?
Yeah.
Well, meet him one day. I don't know. I know Mark Baird was on his A game. He was fantastic. He manages to bring it down into such an understandable and functional level. I mean, these really kind of convoluted concepts and the things that are going on, and to be able to bring them down so that people readily and easily grasp them,
right,
and they're just able to run with them. He was very good. Stephen Baird was very good. We figured we had probably north of, what, about 500 people up there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, the photos don't do it justice because their photos are from outside. We also had a lot of people on the inside of the building going through and doing the hand delivery of the letter that we put together.
Yeah, I would say, a lot of the newspaper pictures and things like that were from the very early part of the rally while people were assembling still,
mm-hmm,
or during the middle of the rally where probably a third of our number was actually in the Capitol building handing out information and going to talk to the legislation.
Right, right.
Or the legislators. So, but, man, it just, the amount of people that support this and the things that they've done together in one place. I don't think that's occurred quite on that level before. I mean, we've had large groups of the doers and movers in the Jefferson movement, and we've had some of us over here, and we've had some of us over here. But, I mean, to have almost everybody was in the house.
Yes.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
And just what a fantastic group of people.
Well, there was one of the news reporters was down there that reports at the Capitol on a regular basis, said we were clearly one of the largest groups ever there.
Yeah, that's we felt bad because we were like, oh no, because there were several people that didn't make it. There was, I know, a couple of van loads that didn't make it out of the Sierra Nevadas because of snow. I think there was one Southern bus that didn't make it up because of weather.
Yep.
There was a lot of people that arrived late because of traffic accidents outside of Sacramento trying to get in. And we're sitting here going, oh, man, this isn't even all of us by far. And here's these Capitol reporters going, I can't believe you have this many people. And in the rain.
In the rain.
Yeah. Well, we're serious.
We are serious. And every one of those folks there, I applaud them for showing up.
Yep.
And those that couldn't make it, that were there in spirit and supporting us, applaud them as well.
Absolutely.
It was great because there are a lot of folks that weren't able to make it for various reasons. Couldn't get off work,
mm-hmm,
had any number of things, had responsibilities to their family and friends that they just couldn't swing it, but they're supporting.
Yeah. And, so that's for them to be impressed by the number that was there, they'd be really impressed if they knew.
Exactly.
the North is on fire for the state of Jefferson.
Yep.
And there's a lot of good things that are going to continue to come out of that as the next steps begin. And, now we kind of play a little bit of a waiting game with our legislature to see which way they jump.
Well, and just as a reminder, too, to everybody, 21 county declarations have been submitted to date.
Mm-hmm.
We had 6 submitted prior, and then we turned in 15 on Wednesday.
But when the state of Jefferson will never go anywhere.
They'll never go anywhere, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the report that some people keep making that it is in error, you know, saying, there are only six counties. Well, even if there was one county, that means something.
Oh, you mean the Keep It California that's made up of the Democratic Central Committee that is almost exclusively ex-government humps that are continuing to shill for their 13 shekels of silver like Judas to continue to oppress the people? Those people that can't get it right?
Yeah, you should be a little more accurate on who you're talking
about. I'm tired of them. I mean, really, I've you know, kind of maintained an attitude of, okay, these people don't agree with the state of Jefferson. And as this thing has progressed and I've looked at who these people are and the things that they say, they are willing and actively lying about things and willfully lying, knowing that they're lying, to try to push their agenda. And what is their agenda? Is they have said, okay, let's keep it California and let's find solutions for the North. Name one idea that they've come up with to help the North. Name one thing in the months that Keep It California has been around that they have done to try and help the North.
I don't understand where they're going to help people figure this out, because I haven't seen or heard of any town halls or functions, meetings that are open to the public where the public has input.
No.
and can hear what is being decided on or proposed by their organization.
Yeah. Keep It California is California 2.0.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they are. And, you know, I had a little expectation of some integrity out of these people when they said, hey, we don't think splitting the states is the way to do it. We understand your frustrations. We understand there's problems. Let's work within the California system to fix those problems. But if they had any integrity or truth to that statement at all in the, what, about a year that they've been around now?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, you know, 6 months to a year that they've been around. They haven't presented a single solution. They haven't gone to one legislator trying to find relief for the North. They've done nothing to help the northern counties of California except to try and keep us under the boot of California. So, yeah, they're a bunch of Judases, and I'm tired of them.
There you go.
It's really that simple. So, but getting back to something positive and happy is Declaration Day was to see the fruition of all of the work and the grind, because, you know, you and I have been through this, through a lot of it, and we've seen the frustration, and we've seen the fatigue, we've seen the arguments amongst people, we've seen the depression, we've seen the highs, we've seen the lows,
yeah.
And to see all of that effort and all of that work to be validated and to pay off in Declaration Days and those counties going in was really powerful.
It was.
You know, it for some of the newer people, like in Tuolumne and Calaveras and Amador County, it helped to energize them. I saw a lot of them looking around going, wow, this is the real deal.
Yep.
And, you know, for a lot of some of the more veteran counties, I saw them become rejuvenated and reinvigorated.
Yeah.
Because we've had to grind. I mean, it's been a lot of slugging and shoe leather and time away from family, and it's been a sacrifice for a lot of people to get us to this point. And
well, the other thing, too, is, like, we have a lot of folks here in Shasta County that have been really, really helpful within other counties, because the other counties aren't as heavily populated. They haven't really they needed help. They knew what they needed to do, but they just didn't have all the legs to get under themselves to get going.
Mm-hmm.
And once we started helping them get things kicked off by going to, say, a couple of their fairs and helping them with their booth or doing the walk-arounds and helping with signature collection and showing them how it's done, man, as soon as we showed them, they just took it and ran with it.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it, is that, you know, we're all helping each other, and we've made some really great connections with people that we would otherwise never have met.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all patriots, every single one of them. They are patriots. They want this to work. They see the importance of it. They understand the value in it,
mm-hmm.
and they want it done as soon as possible. And so that's why, you know, it just kind of blended from all these counties that have come in, because they see it, they understand it, and they get it. And guess what? They're the common folk. They're the everyday folks that are out there working every day,
mm-hmm.
or retired from having worked, and they're earning their way through life, and they're taking care of themselves, their family, their friends, whomever, and they're making it happen. And I would stand shoulder to shoulder with any one of them.
Absolutely, they are fantastic people, and they get it on a fundamental level. Not only do they understand that California as a whole is broken, it is especially broken for those of us here in the north, but now they understand that there is a way to fix it, that there is a way to improve it, and to do it legally, lawfully, peacefully.
Yep.
It's a fantastic thing. And with that, we better slip off to our first break here. And thanks again for joining us. If you guys have any questions or comments, or any of you that were there on Declaration Day, your thoughts and feelings, give us a call at 530-605-4567.
Turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater, February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the Historic Theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of try.
It's funny how fitting that song really is for
yep.
us. In so many different ways. What a lot of fun. But I think we have a caller on the line, Bob.
We do.
We do? All right. Who do we got?
Around Mountain Bob.
Good morning, Bob. How goes it this morning?
Hey, it's beautiful. The sun is shining. The wind's not blowing. It's nice to have a day away from the rain and then get it back again later. But anyhow, I wanted to say something about Keep It California. They don't come to our rallies. They don't do anything. They do come to our city councils or county council meetings. And all they ever have to say, really, to the people is that you're not going to get the grant money from California. And this is going to keep you from living, you know, in the state of Jefferson. Now, don't all states get grants from government?
Yes.
Whether you're the state of Jefferson, California, and I know it's not really called State of Jefferson, it's called Jefferson. You know, they don't really give us anything, and what they do, the numbers they bring us about the money we give in taxes and receive back are all upside down, and a lot of times they don't even have the answers. They always say, well, we're not sure. Well, if they're not sure, how can they state that this is a fact?
They can't.
Well, this is what I'm trying to bring out, and I want people to understand this. Because I've been to, I don't know how many meetings. I've been to all this stuff. I was down there Wednesday with my lovely lady, Linda. And, you know, we had a ball in the rain with the people on the bus. These people are fired up. We want this state of Jefferson because California is cutting us right off at the throat.
Well, one of the things to remember, too, is where does the state of California to get the money in the first place to issue grants?
From the government.
Well, where does the government get the money? Ultimately,
from us.
From us.
Everything starts with us, the people.
So essentially,
and what people got to realize is that if we become Jefferson, okay, and when we become Jefferson, which I believe it's going to happen, that we have our money. Now, it had been figured out that only 10, counties would make Jefferson viable. We have 21. We have more than doubled what we need to be viable in our own state.
That's
so
absolutely true.
So how much better can we be? And then they said we'd either be the size of New Mexico or Idaho. So we would be much better off than we have been in the last 25 years.
That's what terrifies Keep It California.
Yeah, we will definitely be better off.
California is blowing smoke.
It is. What scares Keep It California is the fact that we would not be beholden to the California government. We would be able to, once again, create our own destiny as individual citizens and find success.
Yes.
That's what
we
could
make our own sheriff stuff. We could make our own police department. We could have enough for our own fire departments. We could take care of our forests. We could take care of our roads. We could take care of our electricity and everything else.
Well, how do 49 other states exist without California's government?
Well, they'd be better off without California's government.
There are a lot of states. Most of them are a whole lot better off than California because of their government.
Well, there's 48 states that can run their education system better than the state of California.
That's another thing. California went from one of the best 25, 30 years ago to, I don't know, I think we're rated 5th or 8th, something like that, in the country?
Well, one of the arguments that Keep It California makes is, why would we want to separate ourselves from the 8th largest economy in the world? Now, that's a little deceptive because we are the 8th largest economy in the world by aggregate. But if you look at per capita, we're only number 13 among the states in our own country.
Mm-hmm.
We have more people in poverty. We have almost a 50% poverty rate here in the state of California. Right. We have more people on the government dole, either through welfare services or through government employment, than we do in the private sector. It's an unsustainable model that is rapidly on its way to the floor. So you hear, oh, the 8th largest government in the world, and you kind of go, oh, yeah, that's good. But let's look behind door number 3, Monty, at some facts. And the facts are, is as an aggregate economy, it's very good. But if you take it as a per capita for individual citizens, California is one of the poorest states in the country. For an individual, we have a largest collection of wealthy in California than anywhere else. But for these same people that make the arguments about the evil one percenters and all of this stuff, you're looking at it in California. Because the inequality of wealth distribution in California by far is the worst in the country.
Well, another big thing is, look at what our Governor Moonbeam's doing to CalSTRS and CalPERS, the teachers, the fire department, the sheriffs, the police department. Their retirement plan is worse than Social Security right now.
What's going to happen? Hey, Bob, what's going to happen to all those government employees who maybe make...
They're going to want to become...
No, wait, hold on. That are currently working, and they've bought into it, and they're there, and they've been there for 15, 20 years, 25 years, and they're not old enough to retire yet. They're not even minimum old enough at 59 and a half. They're nowhere near close to that. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to them?
For their money and their time. That's all they're going to get.
Exactly. Their retirement is going to be gone if they stick with CalPERS.
And I
know that firsthand.
So I
bailed out in October and cashed out my CalPERS and rolled it over to a gold IRA.
So I have access to it. Jefferson would be by far to start over a better deal.
Correct.
Correct.
Than what they have now after 20 years.
Yep.
Figuring they're going to be able to retire. They're not going to be able to buy a glass of water.
Well, the thing to remember, too, is when CalPERS is no longer solvent, and the numbers that we look at is they are already no longer solvent. They haven't come to full admission of it. They're admitting it in slow little bits. But when CalPERS becomes insolvent, what does the fine print on the contract say? The fine print on the contract says the local municipalities are now responsible for making up those missing funds. That is going to crush almost every municipality in California, and it's going to start right here in the north.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep, it'll hit us hardest and first.
Yes, and we're going to have to pay for this.
Well, we won't be able to. There won't be any money.
We won't be able to.
There won't be any money. So all these folks are going to be without. I mean, the top 1% of the government officials that are retired, they'll probably get it. But everybody else, like I was saying earlier, the folks that are providing for their families will not get it. And that's the part that is sickening.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and Jerry Brown is talking about more taxes, more taxes.
Yeah.
More taxes.
Well, look at our president. That's all he wants to do. More taxes. Why? Because they're spending us out of oblivion. I mean, where does this money go to? To nothing. They want everybody to sit home and watch TV. Well, pretty soon, the government won't have the money to give you, so you're not even going to be able to sit at home and watch TV.
You won't have a TV to power with
That's
any utilities on or
there
a place to stay.
So,
alrighty.
You know, these people got to learn that Jefferson is our golden, whatever you want to say, at least it'll give us a chance to start over and do something good with it.
Well, what I would like to point out is Jefferson will not fix the problems that we have. What Jefferson will do is put the power back in the people's hands so the people can fix the problems that we
have. There you go.
Correct.
Yes.
I so, agree.
And yep. with that, we're going to have to get ready to run off to another break here. We are at the bottom of the hour.
You bet.
Want to thank you for the phone call, Bob, and thank you for being there at Declaration Day.
Yes, thank you, Bob, and your sweet little lady, Linda. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you for taking my calls, Guy. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And a fantastic day it was. Again, if you got any questions or comments or you were there at Declaration Day, give us a call at 530-605-4567.
Translation, like I'm fighting for truth in Babylon, trying to find my peace in the zone of war.
Even when the day comes,
yeah.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with a staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
They're all over.
All right, we've got some things that we want to get to about kind of what now for Jefferson, some of the things that people can do. But first, we've got Nick and Redding on the phone.
Yes, I'm here. Are you ready for me?
Oh, usually, Nick.
Good morning,
hey,
Nick.
Listen, I am turned on to Transparent California as we speak. And the top pension in California is $1,195,000. That's CalPERS.
That's a pension.
Excuse me?
That's a pension, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, this is CalPERS. They have 99 people getting a pension over $500,000 a year. And if for no other reason, I'm for leaving California because that just insults a person's intelligence. They tell you they've earned a pension like that.
Probably now, none of them in Jefferson.
That's transparentcalifornia.com if anybody wants to go to
that. That is a fantastic website. If you want to see what your local officials are in for, what your elected officials are in for, all spectrums of people, that's a great website. Go take a look at what some of our boards of supervisors are in for, and former city managers and things like that. It's kind of eye-opening.
Well, Leonard Modi in 2014 collected $172,000, and
wow.
Then he gets another, I think it's $54,000 for being a supervisor. I checked Dunsmuir, and the Dunsmuir city manager makes over $100,000. I just find that comical.
Well, let's see. You got Leonard Modi making well over $200,000 a year, and here's a guy who doesn't even believe in the Constitution.
I bet he would if you took his pension away.
Oh, I bet he'd believe in it real quick.
Hey, I was talking to Tom Bazinko. Actually, I think it was down at the Anderson City Council last time we were there, a couple of times ago when we were there. And I brought up the subject of a tent city like they have down in Arizona, Sheriff Joe. And he said the reason we can't do that here is because of California law. And with Jefferson, boy, I'll tell you what, if you make a jail an unpleasant experience, the people that don't want to quit being criminals will leave, and the ones that desired that type of lifestyle, I think they'd probably cut back a little bit.
Well, we'll certainly have more than enough room, because 97% of the people that are currently occupying our prisons in what would be Jefferson would be California citizens.
Well, I'd be all for putting a tent city up in Modoc, up there on that high desert with no air conditioning, and give them a handsaw and take them out to cut wood if they wanted to stay warm for the winter. Prison isn't supposed to be a pleasant experience, in my opinion.
Well, that's one of the things, too, that
has been brought up is the state of California wouldn't be able to take back that 97% of the people occupying our prisons, so they would have to pay us to continue to house their inmates. And not only that, we could restructure the laws where the protections are for our prison guards and for our citizens and our populations, not for the people that are out breaking the law.
That's absolutely right. You know, the state of California has over 8 million laws. It's pretty hard to even walk out your front door without breaking one of them. You know, I was talking to a logger yesterday from Sonora, and he said they just got done logging that rim fire. And I asked him how much they got out of it.
Wow.
And he said, well, the estimate, the total number of board feet of timber that was burned was 1 billion feet. And they managed to salvage 200 million. That's only 20%. And the rest of it deteriorated because they couldn't get to it in time.
Broke down into fuel for the next fire.
Well, yeah, or they hauled it in for chips.
Yeah.
But, you know, we need to get a hold of our force. There's just so many positives for Jefferson. And I want to say thank you and Mark and Terry and Sally especially for the effort you guys are putting in to make Jefferson. And, boy, I'm 100% backer. And with that, I hope you have a really nice Sunday, Red.
All right. Thank you, Nick. And with that, I believe we've got Ronnie from Bernie on.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Oh, good, good, good. It was a Decoration Day and a couple observations. That was my America there, though, on the steps of the portico there. And that south wind, good Lord. A couple emotional moments there, and especially when the prayer was, it opened with the prayer, and I was quite surprised when the Capitol, all the vampires didn't come running out in flame. I was just surprised. But it was a good event, and, no, that's my America, and I want to bring it home.
All right. Well, thank you, and thank you for being there and for the support. And we are bringing it home.
Amen. We're
winning.
Yeah. Yep. Make it to it. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Day by day, we are winning, and Wynn has some things on how we can continue to win and some of the things that we can keep doing. And one of the biggest things of that is the 51sters program. Or as some of us are putting it out there, join the Free Jefferson Air Force and the 51st Telephonic Bombardment Wing.
There you go.
So you want to explain that program going on with it?
Yeah, I just wanted, as a general reminder for those who know and something information for those who may not know, you want to go to the SOJ51.net website, and you'll see in the center of that first page, three buttons at the top, a red, a blue, and a kind of a yellow-green colored one. And the yellow-green one is the one you want to click on. It says 51sters. It'll take you to the next page. And on that page, on the left-hand side, you'll want to put your first and last name on the line indicating name. And then the line right below that indicates the email address. And put your email address in there, and then hit the blue button down below it, which is submit. And then what it does, it populates on the right-hand side three legislators, two assembly members, and one senator. And what it does it randomly, so you can always click on and get different names in which to call. And what we're doing, by putting your name in there and hitting submit, you're putting your name into the drawing to be drawn for a special item. But before we get to that, what that special item is, the rest of the explanation on the information that you want to look for is the names of the legislators. You get, like I said, two assembly members and one senator. And you want to call them and let them know that you support State of Jefferson and are asking them to support Jefferson when the time comes. They may ask you for the bill number, when it's going to be introduced, who the sponsor is, and all that kind of stuff. We don't have that locked in right now. We don't have that information yet, but when we do, you will know. And at the moment, you just want to call them and just tell them it's coming. You just want them to have to support it when the time comes. And that's sufficient. And 9 times out of 10, well, I'd say a lot more than that, there's a possibility. 99% of the time, you will speak to a staffer. You will not speak to the assembly member nor the senator. They don't answer their own phones. Sometimes you'll end up having a recording online, so then just leave the message online on their machine. You can call Monday through Friday. You can call Saturday and Sunday. You can call 24/7. And the beauty of it is if you leave messages overnight, then what you're doing is you're giving them a little present the next morning for those staffers to go through and track. They track all that information. And we want to bombard all their offices, every one of them. Doesn't matter what office it is, we want to bombard all of them. And we're asking everybody, all the Patriots out there, to do that. And the easiest thing is, you'll notice that the phone numbers match the district number of each the assembly members and the senators. So for the assembly members, it would be 916-319-20, and then the last two digits are their district number. So if they're 1, it'd be 01. If they're 42, then if it was 40, then it would be 40. And then senators, it would be 916-651-40, whatever the last two digits are of their district number. So you want to give them a call, explain to them what you're looking for, and some of them have been really, really nice. I've actually had conversations with a few of them, and others just take your name. They may not even take your name. Sometimes they take your name in your city, or they'll just say thank you very much or what have you. And in order to get drawn for the item that we're talking about, you'll have to have proof that you made the phone calls. And so on your cell phones, keep your call logs and don't erase those, because then when the drawing occurs, then if you can do a screenshot or show us that you called on that date and time that, when the drawing actually occurs for the date that you get drawn, then we'll be able to have proof that you did legitimately make the call. Same with your landlines. You have, as most of us, it'll be a long-distance call, so it would be a number that you would have tracked on your long-distance call registry. The big item that we're going to be giving away for the drawing is a gun. And we're going to do this every month. The first drawing will be held around the beginning of February. So we're tracking now from Thursday on to the until the date of the drawing for each specific gun. And the first gun we put out there is an AR. So we wanted to start out with a bang, so to speak, and that's what we're going to be doing.
So in essence, people, the Capitol's greenlit. Let's light these people up. Let them know what we're thinking, how we're thinking it, and make them so sick and tired of hearing the phone ring that they'll get moving the way that they should just to get rid of us.
Right, and just to reiterate, regarding the gun drawing, you have to be able to pass a background check. That is non-negotiable. That's what has to be done.
Is that a Jefferson background check? Or
current California background check.
So, and with that, I think we've got Roberta in Reading.
What's a Jefferson background check?
Exactly.
We don't want to know.
Yeah. Do we still have Roberta in Reading?
Oh, she is over here. Okay.
There you go. Roberta, are you there?
Oh, good morning. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful day last Wednesday at Declaration Day. And, you know, I enjoyed every speaker from the other counties. I enjoyed the children. Were you ever in such a group of kids all bundled up against the weather under umbrellas and not a crying one in the crowd?
There you go.
That's true. I didn't
know that. So that's our Jeffersonian children.
That's little patriots, weren't they?
Oh, they really were. Such a wonderful day. And all those flags, you know, the American flags, the State of Jefferson flags, even the flag that is depicting how the stars will be formed on the flag.
Yeah, with the 51st star going on there, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. So anyway, thank you all for all your hard work.
Thank you for going and participating and all your efforts, too. We really, truly appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Well, onward and upward.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And okay, with that, bye-bye. We probably better get off to our last break here. So, and, you know, she was right. It was an absolutely fantastic day. Even for the foul weather, it was foul.
It was.
It was nasty. It was like that Forrest Gump. We had upside down rain.
Yep.
We had sideways rain.
Yep.
We had rain that came from underneath. But the festive attitude of the people and the excitement, and it was absolutely contagious. It was infectious. It was great. And you know, for what we get to do from here on out, and you know, it's we've talked like a duck, we've walked like a duck.
Yep.
Now it's time to be a duck.
Yep. Well, and two, just keep reminding all those counties that are collecting signatures keep on going. You keep doing it until the day you're told not to do it. Just that's part of the process. So we all have to keep collecting signatures countywide, every county. So just keep doing it and keep fighting the fight. We're making it happen. Yep. Huge strides.
And we'll see you on the other side of our break here and get off to our last quick one, and we'll see you for the last couple minutes.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University. Calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement. A live fashion show and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Yeah.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthin'.
Yes, they do.
and you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
That's a true tip.
Amen.
You keep saving when you ought to be a changing.
Wow.
Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet.
There you go.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Welcome back, State of Jefferson. And with that, my good friend Wynn here has a couple other things he needs to dive into and get out there for people to understand and get going on.
Right. On that same website that I was talking about earlier, I didn't want to overwhelm you with all the information all at once. There are two other things on there that we need to look at. When you first pop that website open, the bottom of that first screen, it shows an address where donations may be submitted. So checks, money orders, what have you, to be sent to that address in support of Jefferson. And we'd love to have any and all dollars funded our way. So if you could please do that, keeping in mind we are a 501c4. We can accept donations. They are not tax deductible. And we chose to go that route because we did not want to have to turn into the government everybody's names who would be donating or supporting Jefferson. So go to that website, and like I said, that page, it gives you information. It says SOJ Formation. So checks need to be made out to SOJ Formation or State of Jefferson Formation, and then send whatever you can afford to send, and you can do it one shot, multiple shots, you know, monthly, what have you, whatever you choose to do. Also, on the top right-hand corner, there is a spot up there where it says donations as well. You can go to PayPal, and you can set up an account there and pay monthly or one-time deal. And
yeah, give $2 a month. Give a Jefferson for Jefferson.
There you go.
You can't even get a cup of coffee for $2.
There you go, yeah.
But you can get a new state for one.
Yeah, exactly. So we're truly trying to do this. And the money is going for our legal fund. Because we do know that we will have to have legal representation, and we've already got a great team in place. It's just gonna cost us to become free, and that's part of liberty, is we have to pay for it. Truly, this time, hopefully, with only money versus blood, but we want to make sure that we're going to go down that road, so we truly need everybody's help to do that. I personally donate monthly, so I just want to make sure, you know, that we can do that. I have it automatically set up, and it's good to go. And so then, that part of it on the donation factor is what we're looking for. Also, you can go through and you can do the e-signatures. You can electronically sign your support of Jefferson for your particular county. So please do so. Go in there and sign support if you have not already signed the signature sheets that are support statements that we have had grooming around the counties. So if you haven't done that part yet and you want to support us, please go in there and do the electronic signatures as well for your particular county.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I have for that part of it.
Make those phone calls, cough up those couple of bucks, and make sure your name is on the documentation demanding representation.
Yeah, you want to be on record for standing up for freedom.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and one of the most vitals is those phone calls.
Yes.
It's 3 phone calls a day.
Yeah, that's all it takes, minimum 3. You can do far more if you choose. We have some patriots that's what they do all day long. We got a couple folks that are retired that can't get out and do the other things. This is their job. They do that. They do minimum 3 a day, but some of them are doing far more than that, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go in there, and the big way too, when you're on the website, if you want to get new names as you have the web page open, when you get the first 3, if you need to get different names or want to get more names, put your cursor up on the line where the red text is right there above in that little box. Put your cursor in there, click it in there, and then hit your enter button. It'll give you 3 new names. So you can sit there for an hour or however long you want to do it and just get new names all the way through. And so track the phone numbers that you're going to be calling and go through there and get support out there, because we all need it. All of us need it.
I like to make my phone calls while I'm in the bathroom in the morning. You know, it's not like I'm doing anything else that, you know, so it works. You know, you've got the time. You can find the space to do it.
Yep.
And, yeah, good stuff. In the next couple of weeks here, we're going to be discussing a lot of what comes next for Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
There's some pretty exciting and pretty big things that are coming now that the process is in and getting rolling. And, you know, they think we were bad before. It's about to get worse.
Yeah.
You know, when Mark Baird stood on the Capitol steps and said, we're picking a stand-up fight with the people in that building.
Yep.
He meant it.
He meant it. And we all support him.
Yep. Well, until then, keep the sunny side up, Jefferson, and we will see you next Sunday. This has been KCNR Free Fire Community Radio, and we will see you again next Sunday.
And Sovereign Minds is next here at KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The federal government is falling short in making sure airline pilots keep up their flying skills. That's according to a report from the Transportation Department's internal watchdog, revealed today by the Associated Press. It says the FAA isn't making sure pilots get full training on monitoring automated control systems in the cockpit, or that pilots get a chance to use their manual flying skills. A show of support for the Oregon militiamen was short-lived this weekend.
More than a dozen pickup trucks carrying armed men arrived at a national wildlife refuge in Oregon Saturday. Members of the Pacific Patriot Network, who say they came to de-escalate the situation by providing security. But they didn't stay around long when they were told that their help wasn't needed and there was concern about what image and perception the armed men were making. Meanwhile, the leader of the standoff group, Eamon Bundy's, repeatedly rejected calls to leave buildings at the refuge, despite pleas from law enforcement and residents as the standoff enters.